Well, this is 84 WHAS, and I'm Johnny Randolph back in town for a night along with my friend Steve Cook, and it's the Rock and Roll Revival Show. What's this here? Chuck Taylor's forecast. Well, this is his forecast. What am I doing with it? Oh, Chuck Taylor's forecast. See, down there at WKLO, which has now been reincarnated in Danville, Kentucky, which is where I am, we're not lucky enough to have a meteorologist.
What's the mailing address?
Hey, 427 South 4th. For any advertising agencies that may be listening, want to send us some business, Chuck Taylor's forecast, Friday. Says, partly cloudy and cool, low around 50. Then tomorrow, some morning sun, then increasing cloudiness, mild with a high near 72. Tomorrow night, cloudy. Chuck, I don't like your forecast. Cloudy with showers developing, possibly a few thunderstorms, but we may squeak one out for the Derby. Certainly hope so. We've been pretty lucky all week long. And a high Sunday is going to be near 70. Mostly cloudy, 52 degrees at 84 WHAS.
Herman Hess, you just won $1,000.
I love it. I'm on the Derby now.
Herman Hess, listen to 84 WHAS. And won $1,000 in cash. Next week, we'll do it again. Another $1,000 Thursday. Plus, $84 cash every day. And a chance to win a $3,000 GE home video system. We'll be giving it away very soon, so keep listening for your chance to register. It includes a video cassette recorder, color camera, tripod, and 19-inch color TV provided by The Trend. A home video system, daily cash, and another $1,000 Thursday. Only from 84 WHAS.
That was a big hit about 1984 WHAS. I'm Johnny Randolph along with Steve Cook. Rock and Roll Revival 1965. Boy, I remember this record well. This guy was a protege of Frank Sinatra. Frank's a big fan of this guy, by the way. He loved his voice technique and everything else, and et cetera, et cetera. This kid is from England, about the only hit he ever had. Gee, what a shame. This is Ian Wickham, one of these songs you enjoy hearing about once every year. This is Just the Time.
The greatest hits of all time. You're listening to A Million Dollar Weekend on the Big 84 WHAS.
Classic on 84 WHAS with the late Jim Morrison, The Doors, and Come On Baby and Light My Fire. And I'm Johnny Randolph here along with Steve Cook on WHAS, Rock and Roll Revival Show. Coming up next, we have a song that probably has one of the deepest, most meaningful lyrics you've ever heard. And it's from the album David Ansel Collins' Greatest Hit. That's all coming up next on WHAS. The Greatest Hit. And coming up this hour, we are going to have Gary Burbank, who was a disc jockey at Wacky, as everyone knows, his last show on Wacky, which is a classic in itself, that caused a little alarm around the city. We'll have that. We probably should do a disclaimer on that and announce beforehand that this is not real, et cetera, et cetera.
Tell a story about, you had already moved from WKLO here in Louisville over to Wacky.
Yeah.
And it was the first day of ratings.
The first day of ratings, and WKLO and Wacky were going neck and neck, rock and roll radio stations, and so I thought, well, let's got to do something here.
Has this story ever been made public before?
This story has never been made public before. The only reason I make these stories public is because I can get in the car and drive back to Danville, Kentucky tonight after we're done here. WKLO is in a single-story building. And out of the top of the building, of course, go to the telephone lines. The transmitter was not at the same location the studio was. Transmitter was over in Indiana. And there was no one at the transmitter. You're operating what's called a remote control. Yeah, I'm sorry. Got to back up. There was an engineer there, but he was asleep. And I knew that he was asleep because I'd driven past the transmitter, looked, and there's an engineer asleep in there. So I figured, well, he's no problem. So I had a cassette recorder. On the cassette recorder had 30 minutes of nothing but Wacky jingles.
Wacky.
Just, repeat for 30 minutes, I guess. I got my cassette recorder, got up there, hooked it onto their telephone line. And it's because the disc jockey had no control over it because he couldn't get a hold of the transmitter because the guy at the transmitter, the engineer, is asleep with the telephone off the hook. So the thing kept going all during, for the next 30 minutes, going wacky.
Over their air.
Over their air. Yeah. So it cost a recorder, but hey, why not? Gary Burbank's last show is coming up on WHAS.
You've seen it, and you've heard it.
Hey, Wyatt, I'm Gary Burbank of the Super 79, and wow. Lynn King's having a little problem. He's having a little altercation with this dude outside the door. Hey, what's going on? Hey, you guys, hey, man, you can't come in here, man. Hey, listen, you can't come in here. Yeah, I'm Gary Burbank. Look, you can't come in here.
See this gun I have, Gary Burbank?
What the hell is
what the hell?
I'll tell you what, man. If you do anything right, if you shoot right now, if you do anything, there are thousands of people who are going to hear you, and they're going to.
I don't care about your thousands of people. You know why? Look,
Christ.
Hey, listen, man. The ambulance is on the way, man.
Who is this?
This is Lee.
Lee Masters.
Right, man. Listen, man. Everything's going to be cool. The ambulance is on the way. The cops have got the guy, so don't worry about it, Gary. Everything's going to be cool.
No, man. Listen, I can't go on. You got it.
Listen, everything's going to be fine, man.
Listen, shut up, man. Just shut up and listen, man. Listen.
Lee, man. I know I'm going to die, so don't say anything else.
Okay.
Listen, man. That chair, man, at 2 o'clock Monday afternoon for afternoon drive, man, it's going to be empty. And listen, you've got, there's one person that can do it, man, and I want you to step in my shoes, man.
Me, Gary?
Yes, me, you.
When?
Monday at 2 o'clock. Please.
Gary!
Wait.
This program has been pre-recorded.
Gosh, I always wanted to do the afternoon show.
What?
84 WHAS.
I am the magnificent. I'm back, but the shaker was so bold, most thundering, stormy, sound so. I am WOOO.
And I'm heavy lyric.
That was big hit.
Oh, wasn't they great? Definitely payola on that one. David and Ansel Collins. Boy, I bet their mama's proud to hear that. The radio station going out in 43 states right now across the country. Saying, boy, those are my boys, David and Ansel, huh? Real proud of them, aren't you, Mrs. Collins? Well, this is 84 WHAS, and I'm Johnny Randolph with Steve Cook. Well, tomorrow's Derby Day. Now, for the folks who aren't in town for the Derby and wish they were, I know you're homesick, and I don't blame you. We're having a great time here, and you got the best coverage starting in the morning. 8 o'clock, Joe Donovan's Derby Day special. We've got memories from Derby's past. And this is our award-winning day-long coverage live from Churchill Downs, which is better than being dead from Churchill Downs, featuring Wayne Perkey. He's anchoring. Wayne in the Navy now? Wayne anchoring?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Hey. And to Paul Rogers. Live calls of all the races all day long. And Dick Gilbert and Skywatch 84 before, during, and after. You come right down here and pick up some of the stone people from the infield. And a complete coverage of Derby Day activities with Kaywood Ledford, Liz, Curtis, Bill, Cody, Doug, McKelvin, Van Vance, Nancy Crane, and Milton Metz. And there you go. And we got a whole lot of love. And Fats Domino, WHAS.
Oh, test.
Doggone thing's defective. There it is.
Call Charlie Strickland.
Call Charlie.
Yeah, all right. Charlie, we got it, Charlie.
We got it. Go back to bed, Charlie. Well, this is 84 WHAS. Johnny Randolph here. And for those of you who just tuned in, we want to tell you this before you just tune out. Steve Cook and I are on the air tonight, and we were at Louisville Radio. Well, Steve is still in Louisville Radio, and I'm out on parole. And Steve and I worked together over at WAKY for several years, and we're on WHAS tonight, remembering the good old days, as they say. Well, Chuck Taylor's forecast, Friday Derby Eve tonight, partly cloudy, cool, low around 50. And then tomorrow, some morning sun and increasing cloudiness and mild with a high near 72. And tomorrow night, cloudy with showers developing, possibly a few thunder showers. Low will be near 60. For Sunday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a high near 70. Right now, it's 52 degrees at 84 WHAS.
Greetings. This is Millard Bennett. He sat beside me on the plane, lit a cigarette, inhaled deeply, then coughed. Do you smoke much, I asked?
I'd be disc jockey in Louisville. And this is a true story. I was in high school when he was a disc jockey, so I'm saying that this was probably in 1965. And no, this was back in the early 60s, and Tim is now manager of WONE and WTUE in Dayton, Ohio, a high roller, wears three-piece suits and all that other stuff. Here is back when Tim Tyler was on Wacky.
W-A-K-1.
Reach out, I'll be there. Those are the four tops getting us rolling on a Tim of the Old Tiner Show from Fun, Love, and Wacky all the way till 12 o'clock midnight. Party time on a Monday night election eve.
We're having a party with Tim of the
Whoopee, with lots more super hit music for
lots
you.
Lots more wacky radio music.
All the time on the Tyler Tantrum. Hey, I've got the sound of Nancy Sinatra right here from Sugartown. From Sugartown. Hey, that's a sugar. That's the sound of Nancy Sinatra.
W-A-K-Y.
On the Tim Tyler Show, 6 minutes past 8 o'clock right now. Hey, we got 63 degrees lingering about our town. 63 in Derby Town.
W-A-K-Y.
Let's find out what's happening in our town.
The WAKY Community Bulletin Board.
Well, this first announcement is what's not happening in our town. Say the Brothers Four concert at Bellarmine College has been canceled because of illness. Actually, it's rescheduled or postponed. The concert will be rescheduled and all tickets will be honored at that time. Listen for further information. Say the Westport High School Senior Play is coming up. It's coming up on November 18th and 19th at 8:30 p.m. in the Westport Gym. Be planning for it. Tickets will be available at the box office.
If your club, church, or civic group has an announcement you want Wacky to make, mail it at least a week in advance to Bulletin Board, WAKY, Kentucky Home Life Building, Louisville 2, Kentucky.
All righty. It's request time. It says request time in old Kentucky at 587-7168. I'm waiting for your call.
Hi, folks. This is King Carl.
You tell him they're King, baby. Hey, on the instant request line right now.
Would you please play Greenfields by the Brothers Four?
Depends on who you are. Who?
Sandra Nash.
Sandra Nash, where do you go to school?
Your
question. Thank you very much.
W-A-K-Y.
Wacky. 84-W-H-A-S.
Went to work at the old WKLO, which now is reincarnated down in Danville, Kentucky, which is where I am now.
Mailing address.
427 South 4th Street. If any advertising agencies want to place a lot of business on a radio station, run some ads, we'll be happy to accommodate you. We have 83% of the radio audience. Now, anyway, back to this. I went from WKLO to Wacky. And went to Wacky on April Fool's Day in 1967. This was the first record I played. Boys, I'm ready for this song. Sweet Soul Music, Arthur Soul Collin.
Do you like good music?
I got to get the feel. I got to get the feel. Do you like good music? That's sweet soul music.
Redding got the feeling, and James Brown got the feeling there. What are some of the songs James Brown had out, Lick and Stick, and some of those other songs? Yes, sir.
Break out a cold sweat.
Cold sweat. Papa's got a brand new sack and all that stuff. That was Arthur Conley. He was a protege of Otis Redding, and Otis Redding wrote that song for him. Recorded that down in Memphis, Tennessee.
All right. 13 past.
A little slice of musical history here at 84 WHAS.
Leonard is producing tonight, folks.
And Leonard is the producer.
Had to get a plug in for Leonard. And Leonard's supplying a lot of the records from his Kentucky and a Flashback library.
That's right. Or wait till Leonard finds out that the needle on that one turntable's bad. What do they call that? The Trey Q burn?
Where's the card here for Leonard's show? We've got a good plug.
We'll let Leonard plug. Leonard,
what's coming up on
what's coming up on your show, Leonard?
That's
real good to hear from you, Leonard. Drop it back again when you have more time. That's that's real nice. What a show.
1964, just the way it was in Kentucky, and we'll count them down, the top 10 songs. Unfortunately, the feature is...
Okay, records, what's the feature?
Hits. Records by the artist that had the most charted hits.
There you go.
Sunday afternoon.
Well, David and Ansel Collins won't be on that then, will he?
Hey, the ones you picked, John.
I'm not going to be with you.
We shook his shop the other day, and the man said, "May I show you something comfy you can stretch out on?" And I said, "Honey, I'm not looking for a date."
Jay O'Brien is now the sales manager of WBEE, the number one station in Hot Atlanta, Georgia.
All right. He's coming up in just 30 seconds
on 84 WHAS.
This is Lieutenant Larry Grant in Skywatch 84. Each afternoon on 84 WHAS, I get you home from work safely with the least amount of delay from my vantage point in a Skywatch 84 helicopter. Most of my time, however, is spent trying to keep you from becoming the victim of a crime. As the commander of the Jefferson County Police Department's Crime Prevention Unit, I found our Crime Stoppers program to be one of the most successful ways to combat crime. Help us help you. Be a crime stopper. Call 582-COUE.
It's 6 o'clock, and this is Jason O'Brien with last hour's most requested song at 589 WAKY. You guessed it, Johnny Ashburn and a million to one. 615 at WAKY. And Jason O'Brien, let me tell you, every 79th caller at 589 WAKY, that's our request line number, rips me off for an album. You get on the stick. Request line's open to you right now, Louisville. Doobie Brothers, catching a train.
Down around the corner.
Wacky and Jason O'Brien. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but ain't no stones ever made me get off so much as a Rolling Stones. Tumbling nice. And Jason O'Brien, a little bit of grade A rock and roll. Rolling Stones at 622. WAKY. Bob, if you want to try it one more time, you just bring it back on home to me. Let's get it on at 627. Jason O'Brien.
$1 million
But he started a band up here in Louisville called Monkey Meeks and the Colonels.
I've heard of that group.
You've heard of that, yes, I would imagine, which was just a real treat. You know, Dr. Doug Cook, and you were in it and whatever. And they really didn't have a hit like Dave and Ansel Collins did with Double Barrel, but it was kind of nice to hear him again. But anyway, here's a Dude Walker tape from Wacky.
1126 at WAKY. This is Bette Midler. WAKY with Bette Midler. It's 1129 on Wacky with Dude Walker. Wacky only 11 spoonful. And do you believe in magic? It's 1133 at WAKY with Dude Walker. Sunny skies up to 84 degrees. Gonna be a hot one. Better head for some higher ground. Stevie Wonder. Spiral Staircase, more today than yesterday. It's 1138 at WAKY with Dude Walker. Sunny at 84. Gilbert O'Sullivan on Wacky. Get down. WAKY with Gilbert O'Sullivan and Get Down. This hour, if you are a 79th caller on the Wacky Request Line, you win an album. Call 589-WAKY, 1141 on Wacky. I'm Dude Walker. WAKY with Chicago, I am feeling stronger. Every day, Wacky presents the world's largest free birthday this Labor Day, Monday, Cherokee Park, near the golf course. Wacky, Kentuckiana weather. Sunny, hot and humid, high today 92, low tonight 74. Currently, I have sunny skies, 84 degrees at WAKY.
84 WHAS. Oh, what's he doing down? Do you know?
He works for the government, some sort of a government job. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been doing it for several years. And somebody called up a few minutes ago and wanted to know about Bill Crisp.
Right, okay.
Bill Crisp ended up being the program director at Wacky. He hired me from the old WKLO when I got blown out over there. he took me in. And Bill is manager of a station in Seaford, Delaware. The call letters are WSUX in Seaford, Delaware is where he is right now. He's been there for several years. So there you go. Now you know.
Bill
All
Crisp
right.
on 84 WHAS.
It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
Who's this? Anyway, Randy called. Let me tell you about Randy.
Call back, Randy.
You think he will after this?
571-8484.
Randy, and please don't call collect. We can't accept any more collect calls from you, Randy. Randy works for the Jam Production Company, which is a big radio jingle company in Dallas. Now, listen to this, Steve, and all you radio people, listen to this. He was riding in Dallas, Texas with Rick Sklar, who is the vice president of programming of ABC Radios, in charge of all the ABC radio stations. And Randy Bell and Rick Sklar are driving back from a jingle session, and we're dialing the radio in Dallas, and lo and behold, they heard us on the radio. Rick Sklar is now in intensive care, but he'll be fine. We get Randy back. We lost Randy. We think that's Randy. We're going to try it again here, Randy.
Johnny?
Randy?
Johnny?
Is this you? Randy?
Hello.
Hello. I don't know how to operate this control board very well, Randy. I mean, you know, I'm kind of dumb.
Hello? Hello?
Now, Randy, did I not verify that story correctly?
That is line number four. They had trouble with that here.
We're beaming
back.
Us in 43 states, too, folks.
All right, just a second here.
Okay, what do we got?
Hello, Randy.
Hi.
Randy, hello there.
Barely hearing.
Rick Sklar is not listening still, is he? Gee, I hope not. Oh, okay.
We call back one more time and get him another line
we'll
here.
Get you fixed up. Right, hold on, we're pushing.
Winter Yates says, try this one. Hello?
Okay.
No. No, Lynn, that's for the hotline.
How embarrassing here on a 50,000-watt blowtorch covering the United States. And here we are, a couple of buffoons. Randy, are you still there?
I'm here.
Randy, tell that story. Did I tell it right?
Johnny, I don't know.
Can't hear.
Oh.
Hey,
we got him now.
W-H-A-N.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, hello.
Yeah, we're
are
coming real clear now.
Randolph
fixed
it. He's an engineer, too,
I fixed it. I need another stick of gum, though. Go ahead, Randy.
And all these jingles that originally were done for WABC, but eventually were on the air at Wacky, Rick is just amazed, and here you are.
We're talking about Rick Sklar.
Then you finally made your audition tape for Rick Sklar.
Rick Sklar heard me? Am I even audition tape for Rick Sklar? Has he got any openings? I mean, hey, I could go to ABC. You know,
you could do talk radio.
You know, I have worked at NBC, Randy, National Biscuit Company. But that is an interesting story.
Kind of like National Ball and Chain.
National Ball and Chain, that's right. Randy, good to hear from you. It really is.
Well, Johnny, we just wanted to let you know that we were listening in Dallas, and it's good to hear you on the radio, much less 50,000 watts.
50,000 in AM stereo.
That, too.
All right, with jam jingles.
An important part of the radio station.
No doubt. I mean,
have a good Derby weekend, Johnny.
You too, Randy. Good to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye now.
Bye-bye.
It's one of the great songs of 1965, one of the first hits from the 11th Spoonful of WHAS.
It's nice. I'm Joan Baez from WAKY.
WAKY.
Wow. It's 10:22 with the Weird Beard from the Big 79.
Be all right. Okay. Yeah, baby. Got to be all right. I'm a tennis boy. Got to be all right. All right.
Got to be all right.
WAKY.
Yeah, I know. It's 10:42 from WAKY. The Weird Beard just jumping up and down, screaming and hollering, talking about Beach Bend. Mark.
WAKY, Louisville.
Got to say, I was going to get to that. All upset, tight jaws and everything.
12:30 for the Big 79.
Shelly. The name game is a cute fancy game. It's all right now, baby.
W-A-K-Y.
Bye-bye, boy. Doodles. Did you ever do that, Doodles? Doodles. Bo-boodles, banana, fanta, bo-foodles, fee-fi, mo-woodles. You don't understand what I'm talking about. Neither do I. It's 12:32. Woke up in love this morning. Went to sleep with you on my mind. Hey, I just about to tell you something really about it. Love changed my mind, so I don't think we will anymore. Thanks anyway, though, for listening.
Wacky.
84
WHAS.
Oh, no. Noise again.
Oh, no.
I wonder what that is.
Test.
Hello?
Ed, are you there?
Hello, Ed.
What are you making all those funny noises for, Ed? Ed, always a pleasure talking to you. Call us back again sometime. You got more time to talk. The record we played a little earlier called Got to Be All Right with Jimmy Stokely and the Exiles.
Yeah,
Richmond,
great
Kentucky.
Group.
And that was a Louisville-only hit. And the Exiles, by the way, are now big in country music. I'm in country radio right now. The Exiles have had several country songs. They're doing quite well in the country field, by the way. So in case anyone wants to know what happened to the Exiles or don't have to listen to country music, well, you know, we're sorry we lost Ed.
Ed will call back.
But the funeral will be day after tomorrow.